Could you please state your name and your ADC number for the record, sir?
Larry Darnell Harrison, 304-506.
Thank you, sir. You're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing. This is concerning the one allegation that's on your warrant.
Yes.
So you were notified about this hearing on July 16th. Do you remember that? You signed a paper that day.
Yes.
Okay. On that paper is a list of your hearing rights, and one of your rights is that you could hire at your expense an attorney to represent you, or you could represent yourself. So which is it today? Would you hire an attorney, or will you represent yourself?
Represent myself.
Okay, sir. I'd like to introduce you to the board who's conducting this hearing. If you look to your right, so my left, down that way, at the end of the bench is the Honorable Louis Quinones. On the other side of me here is the Honorable Michael Johnson. I almost said Jackson. And my name's Gail Rittenhouse. I will be your panel lead today for this hearing. We also have with us in the room Mr. Westby, and I'll see if I can... Here's Mr. Westby. And he is with the Department of Corrections, and he'll represent the department and your parole officer in this hearing today. Okay, sir?
Yes.
All right, so before we get started, I need to swear the both of you in, so Mr. Harrison and Mr. Westby. Do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm? Mr. Harrison?
Yes, I do.
Okay, and Mr. Westby?
I do.
Thank you. Mr. Harrison, your hearing will be conducted in two phases, with phase one to determine if you violated the terms and conditions of community supervision, and then phase two to determine if that supervision should be reinstated or revoked. So, Mr. Harrison, for phase one, I'm going to read this allegation to you. Excuse me. And I need you to tell me whether it's true or false, sir. So we'll start phase one of your hearing. And the allegation is that you were in violation of condition of supervision number 12A, as demonstrated by your failure to report to your assigned parole officer within one working day after your release on December 15th, 2015. Your whereabouts were unknown, thus you were an absconder from supervision. Mr. Harrison, is this true or false?
It's true.
It's true? Okay, thank you, sir. Based on Mr. Harrison's admission, when I moved to find him delinquent, as he did violate the terms and conditions of his supervision, and may have lapsed or have lapsed in the criminal ways of company.
Second. Agreed.
Okay, motion by myself, seconded Mr. Johnson, agreed Mr. Quinones. Okay, Mr. Harrison, we'll move to phase two of your hearing and determine if your supervision should be reinstated or revoked, sir. But before we do that, I'm going to ask Mr. Westby to give us some background information about your case. So just stay on the line. We'll be right back to ask you some questions in a moment. Okay, sir?
Sure, sir.
Okay, thank you. Mr. Westby.
Mr. Harrison was released from the Arizona Department of Corrections on December 15, 2015. He was arrested on June 25, 2018 by Phoenix PD. He was found in an alleyway. He was back in DOC custody June 25, 2018 with an adjusted community supervision end date of September 6, 2018, which reflects 923 abscond days. Current conviction, 2015, drug paraphernalia, 7 months, 2015, marijuana violation, 7 months. He has no prior convictions. This is his first term in DOC. CMIR score is a 2-2, mental health score 2, substance abuse score 2. There's no gang information noted, no prior terms of supervision. He has no disciplinary violations. Other arrest, 1994, aggravated assault, Tennessee, felony conviction, state prison. 1995, escape, two counts, Tennessee, guilty, other sanction. 1995, aggravated assault, peace officer, Tennessee, guilty, other sanction. His community was scored as a G1B1.
Thank you, Mr. Westby. So, Mr. Harrison, we have a very, very brief written summary of your case. And it looks like you never did report for your intake. Initially, you were approved to live at TLC on 11th Avenue in Phoenix, but you didn't report, so where'd you go, sir?
To be honest, I made a mistake. I should have reported, but I didn't. I have no excuse for my actions. But if I could go back to where I am, I wouldn't be here right now.
Right. Okay. So where did you go then? When you got out of prison, what was the first place you went?
I stayed on the streets, but I was continuing working.
Where were you working?
So I was on.
Where were you working?
The Jose Senior.
Oh, okay. Okay, and you were just sleeping on the streets and able to work?
Yes, yes.
Okay, Jose Sheet Mill. And where's that located at? What street?
29th Avenue in Wheaton. It's right by Canal.
Okay.
27th Avenue in Indian School.
Mm-hmm, okay. Yep, I know where that is. Were you using drugs, sir, while you were out there?
No, I asked always, and that's it.
Oh, okay. So you were using alcohol, though?
Yes.
Okay. Did you have, contact at all with your parole officer? Did you ever meet your parole officer, or?
No, ma'am.
No, just never met your PO. I see that you haven't been on parole here in Arizona before. You may have been on parole in Tennessee, but did you understand the importance of keeping in contact with your parole officer?
Well, no. I've always been on probation. I've never been on parole.
Okay. Well, it's real similar. It's, you know, you have rules you have to follow, and you have to report in, and talk with your supervising officer. Okay, sir. I'm going to see if four board members have any questions for you. Any question? Okay. Mr. Harrison, we're coming up to the end of your hearing, but I want to give you the opportunity to make a final statement if you'd like to. It's optional, but it's your hearing. So is there anything else we should know, sir?
Well, I learned my lesson, you know. The whole time I was scouting, actually, I'm the type of person who, but I've been the foolish for the last 13 years and I don't get in trouble. So I was kind of like, well, no, I don't get in trouble, I don't have nothing to worry about, but, well, it turned out it was different. Just by me walking in the alley, they stopped me. And I didn't have in the head, I gave my real name and all that, and here I am. So I learned my lesson.
Okay, so well, it's good that you were honest with the police, and that definitely speaks well for you. So, Mr. Harrison, the board is going to go into discussion, and we do our discussion in public under the open meeting law, so we haven't talked about your case before right now. But we just ask that you stay on the phone and remain silent, and we'll be right back with you. Okay, sir?
Okay.
All right. The board is now in discussion. Mr. Harrison has a community supervision end date of September 6th of this year, so given that he absconded for 923 days, I think his best option is to just kill this number by remaining where he is, but I'd listen to any other discussion.
Okay.
Then based on information and warrant number 2015W4685. Our conversation with Mr. Harrison and information provided by Mr. Westby. I move to revoke community supervision as Mr. Harrison was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of supervision, and had lapsed or is about to lapse into criminal ways of company, specifically by absconding for 923 days and not being available to his parole officer.
Second. Agreed.
All right. Motion by myself, seconded Mr. Johnson. Agreed. Mr. Quinones. Okay, Mr. Harrison, we're showing you with a release date of September 6th, which is just a couple of weeks, for 3 weeks from now. So, even if we had approved you to return to community supervision, you wouldn't be released much sooner. So we're thinking the best thing for you is just to stay right where you are, kill your number, and then you won't have a parole officer. Okay, sir? Good. Glad to see that. Okay, well, we wish you the best, sir. We hope we never see you back. much, not that we don't like you, but yeah. Okay, go back to your job and have a productive life, sir. Thank you so much for appearing today. This concludes your hearing. Could you give the phone back to the CO3, please?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
Thank you.